Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, it's Ethel, and I'm back.
Japan Top 10.
I'm so sorry I was away last month. Life got a bit busy outside of the podcast, so I couldn't make it. But I'm so happy to be back again for your December Artist of the Month. It's time to get that black eyeliner, lipstick, and nail varnish out because things are looking pretty heavy for this episode, which features none other than legendary visual K band The Gazette, which was picked specially by our J Top 10 content producer Haley as her Artist of the Month. The Gazette are a 5-piece visual K band that began with Ruki on vocals, Uraha on guitar, and Reita on bass in Kanagawa Prefecture all the way back in 2002. Influenced by other legendary visual K bands such as Lunacy and X Japan, and after being involved with other bands in the visual K music scene, the trio decided that The Gazette would be their last. They recruited Aoi on guitar and Yune on drums from disbanded VK band Artia and formerly became Gazetto. However, early in 2003, Yune left the band and was replaced by the eternal sunshine that is drummer Kai, who volunteered to be the leader and in so doing formed the band we know and love today. The Gazette did have a slight name change in 2006 from Japanese katakana characters of Gazetto to their romanization, possibly due to their 29th July 2006 performance in Germany, which was their first show outside of Asia in conjunction with an anime and manga convention. Crafting songs with a varied mix of genre influences including hard rock, metalcore, and elements of industrial rock, The Gazette continues to gain worldwide popularity with their songs appearing as anime openings and creating albums that chart globally. Between 2003 and 2018, The Gazette was also part of a legendary roster of notable visual K bands and musicians from the independent record label Phonetically Syndicalism Company, better known as PS Company, that included Alice Nine, Kagra, Kra, and Miyavi. The Gazette are set to perform their 18th anniversary day 6576 concert on 10th March 2020 at the Masashino Forest Sports Plaza in Tokyo. Day 6576 refers to the number of days that has passed since their first live concert on 10th March 2002. So, to the uninitiated who are not familiar with The Gazette, if you've never listened to their music before, please, please either turn the volume a little bit down because there's going to be a lot of screaming from Ruki, a lot of hard drums and bass. It's really hard rock. Well, not always hard rock, just visual K style rock. And I'm so excited to have this episode because I've been wanting to do this for so long. So thank you so much, Haley. And let's get started. If you thought of ever applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music based podcast, check out our website at jtop10.jp/join. For full details on what positions are available, we now provide monetary rewards to all the staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance. So yeah, do come join us on JTop 10. You never know what's up. Coming in at number 5 is their 2009 single, Distress and Coma.
Number 5.
Ooh.
Distress and Coma can be found on their fourth studio album, Dim, released on 15th July 2009 in Japan. It includes other lead singles such as Guren, Leech, as well as Headache Man, which was the B-side on the Distress and Coma single. Rookie originally meant Distress and Coma to be the B-side track for Leech instead, but the other members said that it was too good of a song to go to waste, so they made it its own single. Distress and Coma is written with a perspective that changes between a woman who is in a coma and a man who is sitting by her side waiting for her to wake up. It's just that the man gave her a trauma that keeps her trapped inside her own head. In this song, distress equals the man and coma the woman. It's kind of dark, I must say, but that's the Gazette and that's what they've always done. Coming up next at number 4 is their 2013 single, Inside Beast.
Number 4.
Suck my best.
Inside Beast can be found on their 7th studio album, Beautiful Deformity, released on 23rd October 2013. It is a wholesome take on a song that is about the feelings people hide inside themselves and then letting them out. In 2013, they successfully completed their first world tour, the Gazette Live Tour 13 Beautiful Deformity Magnificent Malformed box. So Haley comments that this is one of her most favorite The Gazette songs, and she loves the bass that merges with the marching beat, and it fits the song so well, like the shiny meets some dark ritualistic house party, and the video so well too. And that Rookie does look equally stylish in either a velvet suit or a polka dot pair of pajamas. She doesn't really understand what's going on in the video, and so do I, but it just works. Before I continue with this episode, here are some more announcements. Do you want to advertise on our podcast and market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there? Reach out to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Now coming in at number 3 is a song that I'm most excited about. It's their 2006 single, Filth in the Beauty.
Number 3.
So Filth in the Beauty can be found on their glorious third studio album, Stacked Rubbish, released on 4th of July 2007. So stacked was a word that had been in Rookie's mind for a long time, and rubbish in this case means a human soul. So the name of the album means stacked human souls. Rookie compares a soul to trash because a soul is not something that is needed to be alive. So it's completely useless, but because we have it, we also have certain things happening to us, like falling in love or hurting others around us. The song is yet another disturbingly dark tale, this time about a girl being sexually abused, Filth being father, Beauty being daughter. She does get to brutally murder her assailant in the end though, in the music video, if you watch really close. In 2006, the band earned their first headline performance at Nippon Budokan, and they performed Filth in the Beauty as part of PS Company's 10th anniversary Peace and Smile Carnival in 2009, dressed in traditional clothing. You can actually find the live version of this performance still up on YouTube. By the way, Filth in the Beauty is amazing in concerts. I've never seen the Gazette live yet, but every time they play Filth in the Beauty, and just like in the music video, there's this part in the chorus where Rookie just whirlwinds his dreadlocks around like a windmill. It's amazing. And people actually do that at concerts whenever Filth in the Beauty play. And oh my god, coming in at number 2 is none other than the most beautiful track they've ever made to me. It's their 2005 single, Cassis.
Number 2.
We'll be right back.
ことさ忘れるくらいあなたを思っている会えない夜を数えるたびに焦がれる胸かけ違いの寂しさ募る溶け一人きりで泣かないでどんなに離れていても信じ合われる二人でいよう遠くこのまま笑わせていたいあなたを傷つけさせないで時が経つたび薄れていたあんなを取り繰り返したくない明日あなたの気持ちが離れてもきっと変わらず愛している明日あなたに僕が見えなくてもきっと変わらず愛している
is their major debut single on King Records, and it can be found on their 2006 second studio album, Nil, also known as Nameless Liberty Underground, which was released 8th of February in 2006, and was the first record by the Gazette to be released in Europe on 30th of May 2006 by CLJ Records. Cassis is meant to symbolize bittersweet things. The first alcoholic drink Rookie supposedly ever tasted had Cassis in it. The Gazette re-recorded Cassis for their second compilation album, Traces Volume 2, released in March of 2017, commemorating their 15th anniversary as a band. This is definitely one of my most favorite The Gazette songs out there. The opening sequence of the piano just playing always gives me such nice feels. Ah, I'm so happy this single is on this episode today. Now, before we head on to our final song on this episode, I would just like to let you know that you can still join our Patrons Donor Club. If you want to hear double the amount of songs on this episode, please do join the Donors Club, starting at only just $1 a month. For full details, please check out our website at jtop10.jp/club. And our final track by The Gazette on this Special Artist of the Month episode is their 2010 single, Shiver.
Number 1.
Oh,
So Shiver can also be found on their fifth studio album Toxic, released in 2011. In 2010, the band announced that they would be transferring from King Records to Sony Music Records. Shiver was the first single released by the Gazette under their new label, Sony Music Records. Shiver was also used as the opening theme song for Kuro Shitsuji 2, or Black Butler 2, and is how a lot of fans around the world came to know about them. The band was told that it was okay if the lyrics had nothing to do with the anime series. Ruki wanted to write a song about the saddest way to break up with someone, but he also wanted to write it in a way that makes it possible for listeners to imagine the story themselves. And that wraps up this episode featuring the Gazette for December's Artist of the Month. I really hope that everyone enjoyed listening to this episode. I personally love making this episode because I've been wanting to do something about the Gazette for a very long time, and anything related to Visual K, because we don't get that very often publicly or anywhere. Visual K has been a part of my life for a very long time, back when I was really young. I remember when I was back in like high school or junior high to some people, where I would go onto, I think Yahoo, or I'm not sure whether Google was around then. I probably was. I'd print out like pictures of the Gazette, cut them up, put them on like a harder mountain back card and put them in my folders. I had so many variations of this, and I had posters. I bought so much Shocks magazine. It's slightly embarrassing. Yeah, I actually still have quite a number of the magazines still with me. They're really heavy and really high quality. Dude, the pictures in there were like glossy and glorious. So yeah, I actually grew up with a lot of Visual K music in my life. The Gazette was probably one of the biggest, I think, apart from my undying love for Miyavi. Yeah. So I have to say that I don't actually listen to any more Visual K bands anymore. I know there are still some in Japan, I just don't tune into them. A lot of the legendary ones have all either disbanded or they've kind of matured. The Gazette is one of the rare ones that have kind of transitioned away from Visual K. They still have elements of it in the way that they're still styled, like how the Rolling Stones are still styled, but a more mature sound, I would say. Speaking of sound, Haley had such a hard time creating a setlist for this episode. I was so amused. She was like agonizing, like what song should I pick from their 18-year record history, and I totally understand what she means. So yeah, I had a great time recording this episode. Thank you, Haley, for picking the Gazette as your Artist of the Month. And to all our listeners who are familiar with the band, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And to those who are unfamiliar and who have just listened to this entire episode, I hope your eardrums are okay. Haha, I know it's kind of crazy with Ruki screaming, but Ruki has one of the best voices, honestly. Another J-Top 10 episode will be out in a little over a week from now, and Vincent will bring you the top 10 trending hits of the month in December. And I'll see you guys in January of 2020. Bye!
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.